Hey, Joe, it's Rowan from Silver Tiger Media.
Hi, Rowan. How you doing, bud?
Good, thank you. It was such a thrill to speak with you again. Thanks very much for your time.
No, thank you. Thanks for taking the time. You've always been such a good supporter, and it's always a pleasure talking with you.
Oh, you're a gentleman, sir. Thank you very much. But I've got to tell you, it's just slapped me how apt it is to say, hey, Joe, and greet you in the words of another astonishing guitarist, Jimi Hendrix.
I'm just going to shoot my old lady, man.
Brilliantly put. But while I'm on the thank yous, we're utterly thrilled that you're coming back to Australia for Download Sydney March 9th and Download Melbourne on March 11th. We can't wait to see you. It's been way too long.
I agree. It has been too long, and we're going to do Download, and I don't think it's even been announced yet, but we're coming back for more this year again. Apparently we like those long flights. But we agreed to do it again just because we love Australia so much.
Look, that really is sensational news. I think it's fair to say that we do have a special relationship between Australia. You know we love your work down under. That's brilliant news.
Yeah, it's exciting. It'll be fun to be able to do these kind of bigger festivals. We haven't done a festival down there yet. Play a bigger show, then come back and do our own thing. And any new fans that kind of see us for the first time, get a taste of the festival and get the kind of the full platter. And come back and headline. So that's always exciting.
Absolutely. That is sensational. Of course, before we go too far, I normally wade through some of the old photographs we've taken of you in the past or look at some old reviews. Certainly, we've been spinning your music all morning here at the office, but I have to comment on how bloody dapper you all looked at the Grammys again. Nice work.
Thank you, man. It was funny. The first time we went to the Grammys, we wore suits. And kind of got Lizzie had a dress on, got dressed up, and this time we kind of were like, well, you know what? The way Grammys are, when we walk down that stupid red carpet with all those photographers and journalists, we want them to know that there's a rock band walking down and not question, you know, what genre are you guys? What are you nominated for? They're like, oh, you know, and it worked. They were like, oh, you guys are rock band, and we're like, yes, we're representing the genre, and that was. Because they tell you black tie on the thing. They're like, yeah, fuck that. We're going to wear leather jacket and shit.
Oh, so rock and roll. Magnificent. And, of course, I guess once you've won a Grammy, that sort of takes the pressure off a little bit anyway to be nominated again.
Oh, totally. It was, and you know what? We knew, just like the first time, even though we were wrong that time, we actually wound up winning. As you know, but we knew we weren't going to win this time. You know, Lizzie was going to present and represent, and we went to the parties and hung out with people and had a really good time. And we lost our Grammy. We were sitting with the Alice in Chains boys, and we lost it with them. And we were like, all right, good show, boys. See you next time. it was great. You know, everyone was in good spirits and got a little dressed up and had a good time. What more could you ask for?
Well, congratulations on the nomination anyway. And, of course, huge congratulations on Vicious and taking your music yet again somehow to the next level. You just knock our socks off every time.
Oh, well, thanks, man. I do appreciate that. That's always good to hear. We worked hard on this one. It was a labor of love.
Absolutely, in more ways than one. We'll bring up the privacy package that you put out there as merch a little bit later on. We haven't heard these tracks live, of course,
awesome.
In Australia yet from Vicious, and we can't wait for the privilege at Download Sydney and Download Melbourne to hear some of the tracks live. Has there been standout fan favourites from Vicious that are a must for a set list?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We, you know, the first show of the kind of album cycle was the day the album came out, July 27th. I think we were playing outside of Kansas City, which is one of the great rock towns here in America, and you know, we've been playing a very Vicious heavy set, and so getting as many of the songs as we could into the set list, and things like Killing Ourselves to Live and the song Vicious and Black Vultures and Uncomfortable, all like from the get-go just felt great. You know, there was just like, oh, you know, like when a crowd hears it and they get it the first time, you know, that's when, to me, that's like one of the tests of, okay, we did it. Maybe we wrote a good song here, you know, those ones in particular are real standouts. Do Not Disturb is too. That's always a great moment in set. Yeah, those are the standouts for me. The Silence too. That one, we've been playing that a lot because it's just it breaks up the all the loud noises, and you get to hear Lizzie kind of bare bones and with an acoustic, and it's really just a special moment.
Yeah, special indeed. And speaking of special moments, I'm happy to bribe you if necessary, although, you know, probably begging is more financially viable. But is there anything we can say to sway you and maybe play Daughters of Darkness and Love Bites in the download sets?
We haven't played Daughters of Darkness in maybe 2-3 years. That'd be interesting. I don't know. We'll see. I honestly, I don't even know how long we're playing yet. We haven't worked out the set list. Mm. And we're going to go into rehearsal here soon and start figuring that out, and just depends on, you know, the festival sets are like, you gotta like, you're especially down there, our first Australian festival, I always see it, you know, you come out, you're going to be playing to a bunch of people who haven't seen you before is what's going to happen. So we're going to kind of come out with our guns blazing, going for it, you know, and we'll see. Maybe Daughters of Darkness will make it in there. No guarantees, but if not there, then headline tour later this year. Maybe.
Oh, indeed. Oh, beautiful news. And I'll be honest, but seriously, with such a vast catalogue of what's essentially, without catering to your professional vanity, but pure gold, it must be getting difficult to satisfy everyone and choose the perfect set list.
Oh, you can't. Everyone, you know, there's always somebody, well, you didn't play this or you didn't play that. And it's like, well, we literally can't. There's only so many songs we can play, and you can't make everyone happy. And we switch up the set every night when we're on tour just mostly because for us to keep it interesting for us and to keep, you know, the excitement there on stage. When we first started this album cycle, we played the same set for about 3 weeks straight just because there were new songs. We had our moments worked out. And after about 3 weeks, we're like, man, screw this. Let's throw a wrench into work. Let's start out with something really weird and soft and then come in heavier. Start out really fast or start out, you know, like just whatever, just screw it all up and keep us on our toes. And I think when we're more excited, it's more exciting for the crowd. So it's just a better scene all around.
Oh, absolutely. But in honesty, you could play Baba Black Sheep. We wouldn't care. We'd still be there screaming front row. If I could ask you, Joe, you joined Hailstorm back in 2003 and joined the siblings, it were, and have played more festivals than I've had hot dinners. But do you remember the very first festival that you played with Hailstorm?
Yeah, I think so. Which, like, the first real national one, we played Summerfest in Milwaukee right after we got signed with Shinedown, but that is a festival, but it's just set up a little differently. It's over, like, 2 weeks, and it's, like, it's just a different scene. But the first, like, download-type festival was probably Rock on the Range in America, really. Just, we got the record out and went and played there like a month later. And we were on the small stage, you know, the trailer, the third stage, early in the day, like second band on the smallest stage. And it was still packed all the way back. As many people as could fit in that area were there. And then they were standing up on the balcony of the stadium because we were outside the stadium and watching from there. And it was, you know, it's a trip, man. There's nothing like, you know, putting as much energy as you have and like the four of us as a unit out at a bunch of people, and when they start to give it back and get it and understand, you know, like that gets me personally so just jazzed up. I get, you know, I get excited. I gotta like pay attention. I gotta play better. You know, I'm like, whoa, settle down. We got some notes to hit here.
Oh, man. Of course, from a band point of view, or certainly from a personal perspective, that explains it beautifully. But from an emerging artist point of view, how important is the concept of playing a big festival like Download?
Oh, it's huge. You know, like I was saying earlier, we're going to be playing for probably, I don't even know how many tickets they sell at Download Australia, but tens of thousands of people that have, if they've never heard us before, they've never seen us before. For sure. And, you know, like, we got a point to make, you know, and that we're a viable rock band. We deserve to be here. And here's why. Bam. You know, and that's something interesting that we noticed on this album cycle, playing some of the festivals in America last year, was just like we were playing later in the festival than we ever have before, you know, kind of being booked, billed higher up. And we've played some of these festivals. It's like our fifth time, you know, and So everyone there, you gotta start to think everyone there knows you. And we kind of walked off the stage after, I think it was Carolina Rebellion here in America, one of these bigger ones, playing at like sunset, and like, you know what, this is a different vibe. Like, we're not out there like to prove to them that like, hey, listen to us. We're kind of out there to prove that we deserve to be at that slot, and that we can, you know, we should be in this spot, you know. And that's what we're fighting for now, is that we deserve to be here, not like, hey, look at me, but more like, check it out, you know, hopefully we've gotten better. And that's one of our main goals as a band, is to be better always. So that's what we're trying to do.
Without doubt, and every single performance is more thrilling than the prior, which makes your arrival here in Australia such huge news for Download, and also for you coming out to tour again. Obviously, the Blizzard is ill and had to withdraw from Download, and we wish him a speedy recovery and all the best. But the lineup is so very epic, that not least of which because of you and the guys coming along. What's the appeal? Because it seems none of the appeal has been lost. Does the lineup make an important element that enhances the experience for the bands themselves?
Oh, yeah, man. We're going to see the Slayer boys there, the Ghost dudes and girls, and some of the Anthrax, like Alice in Chains. Like, they're all, we know all these, a lot of these people. We've played shows and festivals with them, and it's always kind of like this family reunion vibe, you know, and depending on our meet and greets and how much press we have when we're there, you know, we're going to be running around going to watch shows, because that's, I want to see all these bands too. It's, you know, we're just music fans too, and we're lucky to be able to play it sometimes, but it's a trip, man. Like, the festivals, it's the best thing ever if you're a music lover, and especially the hard rock thing. You get Slayer's last Australian shows, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what? That's insane.
It is insane indeed. And, of course, April, May, you're touring with Palais Royal and the mighty Bisto Blanco, and I'm going to have to hop a plane to catch that brilliance. What's the immediate difference for you? Is it the vast crowd that you can actually see when you're walking on stage, as opposed to a headliner? You're sort of in the stark daylight, and here we all are.
Well, it's different, man. Like I was saying, we're going out there to, hey, we deserve to be here at this festival thing. We're the headline show. People bought tickets to see you. So you're like, all right, now here's some deep shit. And you know, there's a lot of improv moments, and some nights it works better than others, but that's the thrill, you know, and hopefully that translates to the crowd. And it does, there's reactions when we're hitting it and we're kind of just improvising and doing our thing. It's a trip. And that's kind of, you know, that's the magic stuff. And headline shows, we get to go a little bit deeper than festival shows. And the crowds are just as fun. It's just a different vibe in all the right ways.
I'm literally shaking with excitement to see you, Lizzie, RJ, and Josh back again. Cannot wait. But I have to ask you before you go, the availability of the Do Not Disturb intimacy kit is bloody handy. Whose idea was that?
I'm going to put that on Lizzie, the intimacy kit. That is, she knows what's up. That was hilarious. You know, those are her lyrics and her experience, and she's like, we got to do something with this, and get something fun out there, and it is fun. It's all in good fun, and hopefully people have a whole lot of fun with it.
Indeed, a whole lot of fun. But in the meantime, Joe, thank you so much for your time. It's a treat to speak with you again. Please travel safely, and we'll see you in mere weeks.
Awesome. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate you taking the time.
Pleasure. See you soon, my friend.